Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Just Go With It podcast. And if you are new here, welcome. My name is Jasmine. I am a certified life coach, content creator, and the host of this podcast where we talk about all things lifestyle, wellness, and self-growth, all from a balanced perspective. So I am feeling so good today, and it's because life has quite literally done a 180 in the last few weeks. If you've listened to any of my previous episodes from the last few weeks, you know that your girl was going through it. Okay, we were in a funk. We were feeling a little bit lost and confused about life and our career and what we were doing and our purpose and all the things, and it just was not a fun time. But we got through it. We picked ourselves up, and things have slowly begun to shift in a better direction. And in the last 2 weeks specifically, amazing things have just been coming into my life, and I owe a lot of it to, of course, God and my hard work and all that, but I also think a big part of it has been tapping into main character energy a little bit more, which is what I want to talk about in today's episode. Which, if you haven't heard about what main character energy is, which I can't believe you haven't, but in the events that you haven't, main character energy essentially is the idea that you live life as if you are the star of your own movie or novel. And before we dive too deep into this topic, I do want to address the negative connotations that main character energy can have. I think if applied incorrectly or selfishly, main character energy can sometimes come off a bit egotistical or self-absorbed. It's really easy to take it to the extreme and believe that we are the main character in everyone else's life as well, which is simply not the case. What I really want to talk about in today's episode is how we can harness main character energy in a positive way in our own lives so that we can up-level our lives and, you know, create these amazing opportunities for ourselves and experiences and the things that we want out of life. And when it comes to main character energy, feel it isn't about becoming someone you're not. It's more so about unlocking the full potential of who you already are. And in today's episode, I just want to share how you can harness main character energy, tap more into it in your own life so that you can unlock your fullest potential as well. I would so appreciate if you could share this episode with anyone who you think also needs help tapping into their main character energy. Post this on your Instagram stories, tag me in it so I can thank you for listening. And that is all I really have to say. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into today's episode.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64,000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64,000.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
Okay, so like I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, life has done a 180, and I think it's only right or only fair to share some of the good things that happen in my life. As much as I share when I'm struggling or going through it, I think it's important to be both relatable but also allow myself space to share the blessings in my life. The first opportunity that I've recently been presented with has been being able to attend my very first brand event. This is honestly such a milestone for me personally. And I'm just so excited to be around like-minded people, to connect with others, and just be a part of a community that I really align with. And a few days after that, I have a brand photo shoot lined up. I, of course, have done like photo shoots for myself, and when I had my coaching practice, I had like my own professional photo shoot, but I've never done a photo shoot with the brand and be like a part of their campaign. And that is making me a little bit nervous, okay? But I know that in order to grow in the way that I want to, that requires doing things that make me a little bit uncomfortable. So yeah, this week we have our first brand event, we have our first brand photo shoot, and then the following weekend, I'll be going on a wellness retreat that I was invited to by another brand that I work closely with. And I'm so grateful and blessed for everything that's been happening in my life. As I mentioned, all of this has pretty much unfolded in just a matter of weeks, and I truly believe it's because I've been tapping into my main character energy. And when it comes to tapping into main character energy, I think the most important place to start with is your mindset. Something interesting that I've noticed about people with main character energy is their way of thinking. I've noticed that instead of immediately assuming the worst case scenario and worrying about how things could potentially go wrong, they have a more optimistic approach to life. They ask themselves things like, why not me? What if everything goes right? What if everything goes my way? And they automatically expect things to turn out well. And I really admire this way of thinking, because always assuming worst case scenario can really block our blessings, and it can stop us from going after the things that we want because we're already worried about how things could go wrong. I know I've been in so many situations where I've said no to certain opportunities, or I've stopped myself from starting a project because I was already thinking of all the ways that things could go wrong. And so I've really been intentional about cultivating a more optimistic approach to life and changing my way of thinking. And this is definitely something that takes time. It's not something that is easy to change, especially if you're naturally a more pessimistic type of person. But with intention and practice, I think cultivating a more optimistic mindset to life and yourself will inevitably become more natural. And along with having the right type of mindset, another important aspect to main character energy is your energy itself, which is kind of a given. But I think when it comes to energy, one thing specifically is having confidence in yourself and in your abilities and in who you are. And one really interesting thing about people with main character energy is that they do not wait to feel ready to do things. Or they don't wait to be the absolute best or the smartest in the room before they step up or go after what they want. For example, have you ever found yourself in a situation where someone in school or in your career field or something like that, maybe they were less qualified than you, less experienced than you, yet they somehow get a promotion or they get an amazing opportunity, and you might think to yourself, I'm definitely more qualified than them, but maybe you didn't apply yourself to that situation the way that they did. And the thing about people with main character energy is they have this level of confidence that allows them to just show up and go for it before they're fully ready, before they feel like they're the best at something or the smartest at something. And that is something that I really, really admire. I think a lot of us tend to procrastinate, or I really think it's perfectionism, actually, where we hold ourselves back because we feel like we're not good enough for it. And we wait and we wait and we wait to be good enough for something. But I don't think that we're ever fully going to be 100% ready for some things. I really have been tapping into just going for things, even if I am not 100% confident in it, I'm still gonna do it anyways. Another fundamental aspect of main character energy is allowing yourself to take up space and to be seen and to be heard. Those who embody main character energy have this beautiful gift of being unapologetically themselves, regardless of what others might think. They are the ones that wear the outfits that make them feel good, that don't care about being overdressed, and they speak with confidence. They walk into a room and they just exude this level of confidence within them. I know how challenging it can be to take up space, especially if you've grown accustomed to playing it small or staying quiet or feeling like you're not important enough to take up space or to be heard or to be seen. And if you're one of those people who's really uncomfortable with having attention on you or taking up space in any way, it's really about taking those baby steps to becoming more comfortable with it. Maybe start by wearing an outfit that you've been eyeing but haven't had the confidence to try out. Which, now that I mention it, I actually have a story about trying a new outfit. The other day, I put on this brand new outfit that made me feel so cute. It was a skirt, and to be honest, I don't wear skirts very often. I think the last time I wore a skirt was when I was like 20, and I'm 28. So I wasn't 100% comfortable in it, but I still felt really good. I went out to lunch with my boyfriend in that outfit, and as we were walking to our table, I happened to glance over at the only other couple that was in the restaurant, which they were an older man and an older woman. And when I looked at them, the woman stopped talking to her husband, I assume. And I'm not even exaggerating when I say that she gave me the most judgmental look. If you know, you know. At least that's how I felt. That it could very well just be that that was her face, but intuitively I felt that she was judging what I was wearing, whether she thought it was too short or too revealing or whatever the case is. But I picked up the vibes very quickly, and the look that she gave me was not a nice one. And instantly my confidence went out the window, and I started thinking to myself, this is why I don't wear things like this, because I hate the looks that I get. My boyfriend immediately noticed the change in my energy, and I told him what had happened, and his response was, you know, forget that, you look great, and if she's judging, it's her own issue. And I thought about it and I realized that he was absolutely right, and I had to remind myself that when you start taking up space, you'll inevitably attract both positive and negative attention. But regardless of what others think, it's crucial to feel confident in your own skin and not let anyone else's judgment hold you back. And I think that situation was just a learning moment for me to really double down and lean more into this main character energy and just force myself to be comfortable with any negative or positive attention that I might get. And another way to step into main character energy is to start saying yes more often, and don't be afraid to venture beyond your comfort zone. Embracing your role as the main character in your life means taking charge and shaping it in your own way. So whether you've been wanting to start a podcast or change career paths or accept opportunities that might be a little intimidating, start saying yes more. And I actually want to share a personal story to kind of illustrate how I've been saying yes more and stepping outside of my comfort zone. So as I mentioned, I have a photo shoot coming up. And my initial reaction when this opportunity came up was, oh, I can't do this. And I started listing all the reasons and excuses, convincing myself that I wasn't prepared enough and why I couldn't do it. But then I had a moment of clarity and I thought to myself, why should I turn down this opportunity just because I don't feel completely ready? And like I mentioned earlier, we might never feel completely ready for something. When I think back to when I started my podcast or my YouTube channel, or when I first started my certification program to become a life coach, every single one of those moments, I never felt ready, but I took the leap anyway. So with this opportunity, I made a choice to step up, take a chance, and just say yes, even though it absolutely terrifies me and it's nerve-wracking. And I just think that's how it goes when you're living life as the main character. You confront challenges and you welcome new experiences and you say yes when the opportunity presents itself. Given that it's something that aligns with you and that really excites you, of course, we're not just saying yes to anything or anyone, but you know what I mean. When life is presenting you with an opportunity, and even though you might not feel ready, even though you have no idea how it's going to work out, let that be a moment where you tap into your main character energy and you say yes to it. And you never know where that will take you or what it could lead to or who you can meet along the way. And the last way to tap into main character energy more is to romanticize your life. If you know me, if you listen to my podcast, you know by now that one of my favorite habits is romanticizing every aspect of my life. It just makes everything feel better for me. It helps me appreciate even the simplest of things. And people with main character energy don't see their lives as just ordinary or mundane, even when they're doing simple things like cooking or cleaning. They find a way to make it feel like a movie or make it feel special. For instance, with cooking, when I'm in the kitchen, I like to set the mood beforehand. So I'll put on some music, maybe I'll light a few candles, and I turn it into a whole experience, because life's too short not to romanticize the everyday moments. And not even just with cooking, there are countless other ways to romanticize your daily routine. For example, with your morning rituals, you can start your day doing something that you look forward to, like brewing a cup of your favorite tea or coffee and really savoring each sip and taking a moment to appreciate the aroma or the warmth. I know for me, my first sip of coffee is like chef's kiss for me. I look forward to it every single day. Or let's say you love to read, you can romanticize your reading time by creating a cozy reading nook with comfy pillows and really be present with what you are reading. Or for example, if you're taking a bath, you can turn your bath into a spa-like experience by adding soothing essential oils and lighting some candles and playing calming music while you take a bath. And even if you're working from home, for example, you can create a pleasant and inspiring workspace by adding some plants and keeping your workspace organized and decorating with things that make you happy. When it comes to romanticizing your life, it's really about infusing intention and appreciation into the little moments of your life. So these are all the ways that I've been enjoying tapping into main character energy and being the main character of my own life. And I truly feel this huge shift within me. I feel really excited for life and what's to come and everything that's happening. So I really hope that you enjoyed this episode and that it inspires you to tap into your own main character energy so you can cultivate this sense of excitement into your own life. I really hope that you enjoyed. As a final reminder, be sure to check out our sponsor for today's episode if you are interested in adding therapy into your personal growth toolkit and you're wanting to cultivate more self-confidence, self-love. The link to that will be in the show notes. That is all I have to say for today's episode. As always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.